the hat trick's irrelevant. It's just the fact that we won a game of cricket. We got the points. With everything else that's going on in the country, it was a must-win game for us, and it was a very good flat cricket wicket, and I thought we played some magnificent cricket all the way through to get ourselves into a position to win.
Yeah, just looking at this game, you were in trouble, and the way you batted in that first innings to get the lead you did just sort of sums up how good this team's become over the course of the season.
Well, there are certain positions within the team that we needed people to fulfil roles. And I think Berkey's fulfilling his role magnificently well. The Currans are playing magnificently well. Zaffa moving down the order this game because he had a huge amount of work to bowl, played brilliantly. It's all about people being able to adapt to the roles that we require them to play. And there's some young fellas who are going really good places, and the ECB should be watching out.
Throughout the season, someone at some point in a game has always put their hand up. That's been the key thing for you this season, hasn't it? Be it with bat or ball.
Yeah, and that, we speak about that quite a lot, and we don't want to be shooting for that all the time. It's got to be the process that the team requires each individual player to perform, and that is happening. So it's really nice when the guy gets the fifer, but we're recognising the fact that the guy at the other end who's bowling all the dots and creating the pressure is equally, if not more so, because he's the one that doesn't get the accolades. So it's very much a team and a management group success. There's no individuals.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this today. There's a few that aren't here. Jason Roy obviously away with England. Dom Sibley's put his hand up at times this season. So it's been a real squad effort, hasn't it, so far this season?
100%, 100%. And I think the way the game's moving forward, it's becoming increasingly more squad-based. And you see that the better teams who are more successful have better squads to perform the different skills required for the games that are presented. So we're moving in a very, very good direction. We're still feet on the ground. We've got a huge amount of work to be done, but it's been a nice win and some nice points.
I know one of the main aims this season was promotion. You've got that now, and it gives you something to really look forward to for next season, doesn't it?
100%. All the way along, we've never been looking further than what's in front of us. So we will play the next, hopefully, 10 days cricket, and we will look to win every single day of those 10 days, and we will see where we get. And then we've got some planning to be done for next year, because First Division cricket is very, very tough cricket, but I think we're developing something that has some longevity here. It's not a one-stop shop where this is the one season and there's no longevity to it. So that's credit to the management and the way the club have got a group of players together.
Final question for me. I know you'll enjoy this evening. You can't enjoy it too much, though, because you've got the semi-final coming on Monday in the one-day cup. So you probably had a little think about that, but it's another huge game to go into on Monday, isn't it?
It's a huge game, but we've done it all season. If we earn the points, the boys will be given an amount of licence, because if you're playing and you can't enjoy winning, I don't see the point. So the boys will be given an amount of licence this evening, but we shall be in firmly on Sunday morning getting ready for that game. That's a massive game.